What's up, my jujitsu? Thank you for tapping in. And today, our guests are these two lovely ladies, Lizzie and Gabby. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a while.
It has been, and I blame moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
So, and thanks to you, I now have an addiction to Thai food.
Yeah. So does this mean you're going to Jitlada again later?
Not today, no.
Damn.
But
you should.
Maybe tomorrow.
Do yeah. it.
Are you do Thai food?
Oh, of course I do Thai
yeah.
food.
What's your dish?
The pad see ew.
Pad see ew.
So okay. good.
This place has really good pad see ew.
Where is it?
Jitlada. It's in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I introduced him to it because we went on a big group dinner.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, let me get the chicken fried rice. When you're finished, you're like, let me get another.
Yes.
And then every time you DoorDash it, now you're like, it's coming. It's on the way. So
I'm very basic where I only eat chicken fried rice. I don't eat anything else that's Thai food because I'm very picky as a eater. Don't worry about that, though. Gabby, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, how long have you been a blue belt, just out of curiosity?
Blue, not blue.
Wait,
still white.
I could have sworn you
white.
Were.
No.
I could have sworn you were a blue belt. Oh, I'm no. so off then.
How long have you been training?
Almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Next month
okay.
it'll be 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
fingers crossed it's coming soon.
I hope so.
Lizzie, you've been a blue belt for 3 years now?
Yes, three years now. And, I'm doing my first competition, JJ World League, the World Masters, for the first time in 2 years next month. So I'm really excited. I'm nervous. And, you know, it'll be a good way to channel my energy that I've been holding on to. So, yeah.
What are you most nervous for when it comes to competition? Like, what gives you your biggest problem?
Everybody watching me and I just look stupid. Okay. But that's an easy one to overcome.
Do you struggle with that too, Gabby? Because you compete quite often.
Yeah, I mean, not really the everybody watching me thing, but I feel like the first time I competed, I didn't have much anxiety because I didn't really know what to expect. So I kind of just went in blindly. And then my first match, I got obliterated. So then I was just like sitting on the floor, just crouching down like, what is happening? Like, what is this? So, I mean, I think the next competition, the previous one that I did, I did have a little more anxiety, but it wasn't too crazy. But yeah.
It's those competition jitters that get me. You know, I'm so in my head about it. I have so much anxiety. But, you know, once I get out there and I feel like I am in my zone and I own my zone, I should be okay. But I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out in that moment.
What inspired you to do this? Because I know you were kind of sitting on the sidelines a little bit when it came to competition.
I just went through some heartbreak.
Okay.
So this is a good way to channel my heartbreak into something constructive. And you know, I went through a lot of personal struggles in the last 4 months of this year, including, you know, a little bit of heartbreak. But, you know, it's okay. I'm just going to pick it up, keep moving, and, you know, do what I do, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. We'll talk more offline.
Yeah. You know, we don't need to tell everybody your business like that. You know.
I mean, I can, but I'm not going to.
Gabby, so you're competing in May, right?
I believe so, yes.
I
just need to sign up, but yeah, I think I'm going
sign
to.
Sign up.
I know.
What has you on the fence?
Just, I don't know.
Don't let me put you on the spot.
No, you're
you know?
Good. I think I'm going to do it. I just really need to make the move to sign up. I just want to be able to come here more consistently with my job.
Mm-hmm.
So just making sure that I am able to make the time, and I have been, which has been good.
Okay.
So just sticking to that schedule.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So I just work at a French patisserie in Studio City.
So you got all the pastries for us then?
Of course. Yeah. Coach complained the other day because, I brought 6 boxes that we had left over because I worked the closing shift.
Is that you with the pink boxes?
Yes.
What?
So now I have to cap it at a 2-box limit whenever I bring it to the gym.
Why not? We're hungry after we train.
All these people, they need to make weight. I'm like, that's their problem.
Yeah, that's literally their problem.
Hold on, I might need to shut that door because that plane is picking up really loudly. I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah, you know, I've been seeing them almost every night, and I'm just like, oh man, I can't. I'm on a weight cut, and then I go and eat a bag of gummy bears outside of here like an idiot. So I've yet to try the pastries, but they look delicious, especially
the
cinnamon roll ones.
Yes,
those
really good.
So, I need to get a cinnamon roll in my stomach. That's for sure.
If Coach tells you not to bring it, I'm gonna bring it. Just bring it anyway. Because there are a lot of, there are plenty of people who aren't weight cutting.
Yeah.
But if they are, that is literally their problem, you know, that self-control, yeah. Learn it, you know. Yeah.
So what got you started with jiu-jitsu? How did your journey begin?
So I graduated college 2 years ago, and I was very committed to school and to doing good in school. So I never really had the time to do jiu-jitsu, but my brother and my dad do it. Okay. So my dad's a black belt, brother's purple. And I kind of felt like it was only a matter of time before I got roped into it. But I was surrounded by it my entire life. And I finally had the time once I was done. So CJ came in my room one day and he was like, hey, like, do you want to come to Forge? Or like, do you want to try it out class? I was like, like, it's not really my thing, but I'll come check it out. So I went to a class, loved it. And ever since that day, I'd been coming consistently. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just takes a little encouragement and yeah. push to get started. Yeah.
Did you have your dad like beating you guys up at home at all?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Like,
oh my gosh.
Growing up, it would always be like, hey, like, let me try something on you. Or hey, like, let's go in the living room. And my brother and my dad would like push the living room table out of the way and start rolling or just start doing random things. Okay. So I was used to it.
Are you the youngest?
I am.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So you definitely probably got beat up on
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, what better reason to learn, honestly.
You defend myself, right?
So how many times have you choked out your brother now? And just so everyone knows, CJ, we had him on as a guest before. That's our older brother. So I just need to know how many times have you choked him out?
Oh, all the time. Sneak attack, all the
yeah,
time.
Sneak attack, that's how you get him.
But I remember he would be doing like Kimuras on me before I even knew what a Kimura was.
Okay.
But it was funny. So
that's, now you know how to defend them and give it back to them.
Such
yeah.
a jerk move. It's like it's wrist lock and white belt. Just messed up. Although, who was it? Letty. She wrist locked me the other day. I was like, what the heck?
Rico wrist locked me all the time.
What?
That's all the time. So petty. That's so petty.
What is your submission of choice though? Like what's your game?
The guillotine.
The guillotine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lately for me it's been guillotine or arm triangle. I feel like I need more tricks in my book. I have some just in the moment. It's like, ooh, this is there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny you guys say the guillotine cuz that's been the one that I've been trying to perfect right now to myself. Uh-huh. It's cuz I suck at it. Like it's always like I fall on my back instead of my shoulder. Mm. So
wife.
Gotta give it, huh?
Stop falling on your back.
You know, it's hard when you're trying to, like, coordinate your body to move all in one.
Is that an excuse?
It is. That's, you know, I have all the jiu-jitsu excuses. Mainly just because, again, I'm almost 40 and I'm broken, so I can use them, you know? I get like I'm old man, so I'm just broke.
That's the main excuse.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. I think that it's fun knowing that at the end of the day, this is like a community and a, you know, it brings people together. And that's what I love about it more yeah. than anything. Lizzie, so how has your training been going? Because now you're training for this competition.
Well,
you know, how are you ramping it up?
Well, I was on my company work trip.
Oh my God, that's on my face. Like, yeah. I want to smack it for you. I don't think I was
smack me in the face.
I know, that's why I was just like, ugh.
On camera. Well, I officially threw in my hat in the ring last week, and I was on a business trip to Utah. So shout out to my coworkers because that was a really fun week. I announced it to my boss, who then like told everybody, and I'm like, okay, now I have to do it. So I kind of I started ramping it up today.
Okay.
I came back yesterday. I had no energy from, you know, lack of sleep, lack of nutrition, and just overall, you know, really bad brain fog throughout the week. So starting today, you know, got some amazing rounds in with, you know, great people over at A-Side. So shout out to A-Side also. And yeah, we're going to keep going through the week. We're going to keep pushing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you training every day of the week now or?
No, not every day of the week because okay. I need a rest. So, no, I'll throw in some lifting here and there, some mobility. I've been really like leaning into yoga as of late too. That okay. has improved my flexibility. And for the last like couple months of last year, I was having trouble lifting heavy. So I started doing more Pilates, mat Pilates, and using those little like tips and tricks and principles, I was able to channel that into my game as of late. So it's been good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I know you're on the fence, but when you sign up,
yeah,
what is your training schedule like?
Pretty much every day during the week, except for weekends, because it's difficult with work and the schedule that we have here on weekends. So, yeah, just every day, but Saturday and Sunday, and usually both classes. So I'll do the 6:30, and if I'm here for the 6:30, most of the time I'll stay for the 8, since I'm already here.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all do it. I say that like I don't go two classes a day, but I do the 6 a.m. and then I do the 6:30 so I can get home and get to bed enough time to get up for the 6 a.m.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Resting's important in between. Yeah, I don't do evenings, which I probably should start. I do the 7 a.m.s and the lunchtime. Yeah.
You do lunchtime. Are you like able to skip out of work? Like they let you skip out or?
It depends on my schedule. Sometimes I do. Yeah, sometimes I have like stuff going on in the morning, so I can't make the mornings, and just try to time it out so I'll so I can be on the mats for and get some mat time in around lunchtime.
Okay.
So I like I said, I should probably do the evenings, but I just get so like burnt out after work mentally that I just need to chill and make dinner.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just get into it while I'm like fresh in the morning.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gabby, I had a question for you.
Yes.
As far as jujitsu, you say you've been doing it for 2 years and you kind of got like thrust into it because you're family. How have you seen yourself change?
A lot, I would say. So before jujitsu, I had never been an athlete. So never did any sports in high school and college because I was focused on my academics. And so in terms of just seeing how hard I could push myself athletic-wise has been very eye-opening because I never knew that I can do this sort of thing or I never envisioned myself doing this sort of thing. I mean, I remember when my dad used to train at John Jack, one day, like, I went in there with my mom and I just remember, like, thinking, oh, my God, it smells like feet in here. Like,
it does smell like feet.
Never, like, why do they do this?
It really does smell like feet.
It does. So I just remember being grossed out by it. But there's a huge change in, I see myself being more outgoing and talkative and just the community that he has built here. I felt so welcomed immediately. And I think because of that, that was an additional reason why I wanted to stay and why I wanted to try this sport out.
Zane, so you've developed a good group of girlfriends here.
Yeah, I have.
Like, you guys have, like, a sisterly bond, bond almost.
That and, like, the older adult girls as well as the kids now. Like, I've been to a few of the kids' classes, and they have started training at the adults' class, and I just, it's a great experience, like, knowing, just knowing them in general and being cool with them and being fun with them.
Yeah.
So it's great.
I almost think that the kids class here goes harder than the adult
class. 100% they do.
They have the energy for it. Why not like push them, you know? Like at comp training today, I saw these kids like, you know, pulling guard so easy and I'm like, "My God, I can't ever pull that guard that easy," you know? And I'm like, "How are you able to break this guard and just like submit the other kid like that? I don't get it."
Are you talking about Audrey?
No, the little ones. Okay. Yeah.
So there's this girl who she trains at her gym. Her name's Audrey.
Shout out to Audrey.
She's like 16. She's a little prodigy.
Oh my gosh.
She's like a killer. Like
she's so nice.
She's very. You go ahead. Describe her.
Oh yeah, she's super nice. Like she, you know, sometimes she'll accidentally go for a cross face and pull my hair. She's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?" I'm like, "Girl, I'm fine. Like you're good.
Like keep going."
Keep doing what you're doing. You know.
Wait, so we can still keep going when we crossface and curl hair?
I
even with like Casey, he has his little dreadlocks. And I'm always like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I pulled the dread. I can't." So I always stop. So.
I mean, I try to be mindful, you know, especially when your hair's falling and stuff. So, and sometimes if it does make it hard to crossface, I just be like, "Hey, okay, hold on. Let me stick my hand through real quick."
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Hopefully they just give it to you.
Not always.
What do you think has been like your biggest challenge with training?
My work schedule. Okay. You know, my work schedule is pretty insane. Some days I'm busier than others, but I think going forward now for comp, I need to be a little more strategic in how I plan my days. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do struggle with the lack of motivation. You know, I think we all have those days where it's like, you know, I could go out there, but mentally I really just want to lay in bed and binge Netflix all day and maybe eat some pastries. So, you know,
I'll provide them.
I appreciate it. That'd be awesome. But, yeah, those two I've been struggling with, but now with comp, I have to be a little more strategic. And, I think this one too, I'm not cutting like a bunch of weight. The women's weight class for the no-gi is a little bit weird. So I'm like, okay, we're going to try to be, you know, as natural as possible and just kind of refine my diet a little bit to kind of fit that.
Okay. When it comes to, I know you said that you've been doing this for 2 years, belts don't matter at the end of the day. But what do you think will take you to the next level in your jiu-jitsu?
I think if I compete more, honestly.
Okay.
I think competing provides a great insight into the sport, and I mean, like, I work hard in the gym, but I also want to be able to give my 100% in that mode. So some days, like, you don't give your 100% on your teammates when you're in here.
Yeah.
And I feel like the competitions really bring it up a whole other level. Mm-hmm. So I think the more that I do that and the more that I push myself into seeing how hard I can go and how much I can do will really help improve my jiu-jitsu skills.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's one of the biggest things for me is like that balance of not going too hard on your teammates. And then that's what I love about competitions, that I get to open up.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this is the closest thing it gets to a street fight.
Here. Like, I don't know this person.
I'm not going to kill you, but I am going to try to hurt you as much as I can without, I guess, trying to break your arm or something.
I have ended up in competitions with people that I know that are friends to me, and I'm just like, oh, God, this is going to be hard to slowly kind of separate mentally. But, you know, at the end of the day, you get it done.
Yeah. You know,
you're still friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't take it personally that I almost choked you out or that she almost broke my arm. So it's fine.
Well, Trevor, I'm low-key glad he got promoted. So my buddy, he trains at A-Side as well.
Okay.
And he got promoted to Purple Belt. So we won't see each other across from the mat. But last year, we were just like, all right, what weight class are you doing? Are we going to meet each other? He's like, okay, I'm not doing this tournament. And I'm like, I'm not doing that one. So at all, like, we've yet to face each other. But I know exactly what you mean about that. It's like,
you'll get there.
Yeah. How do you think you would feel going against someone? Like, say you had to go against a teammate. How do you think you would feel?
I don't know. I mean, I would feel bad, but I feel like I would still try to give it my all.
Okay.
Just knowing me and knowing how competitive I am.
Yeah.
But I would still feel so bad.
I think at the end of the day, though, you know, you realize it's competition, but you're going to be friends. You know, you're still going to have that sisterhood, you know.
Except for Casey. Casey's beat me twice. If you don't know the story of why I even came to this gym, it's because of Casey.
Oh, really?
So he beat me in one tournament by like, it ended up being like a, I think I got disqualified. And then he submitted me in another one. And I was like, all right, I got to train where you're training. Like, cause this isn't going to work. I got to get better. So if it wasn't for him, I would never came here.
Oh, that's so sick. Yeah.
So you do most of your training with males or females?
I mean, the girls program has grown a little bit more, but I feel like a majority have been males.
Okay.
It's a good mixture, though, now.
Yeah.
So ever since we moved locations, the girls program has increased.
That's
and
awesome.
We've been seeing a lot more girls coming in. And, but either way, though, it's been great training all around. And all of the girls that are here, too, I love all of them. So it's been good.
What do you think is, like, the biggest risk factor when rolling with the male?
Sometimes I feel like maybe some don't really know how to roll with girls. I don't know. I feel like some can't balance the, oh, I'm going to give my all, and, oh, like, maybe I should pull back a little bit. Or
I know for me, I struggle with, like, I want to give a good roll, but I also don't want to end up laying my body weight on you the whole roll. So it's like, I have to stay mobile enough to where I can like almost flow, but still there's like this weird balance. Like I still want to give you a good look at that.
Yeah, I get it because, I think we just don't want them to take it too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it feels like they're not giving anything, which hasn't been an issue.
Okay.
But yeah.
I mean, when I rolled with you, you were like, I'm sorry, I'm sweating on you. Like, you're fine. Do your worst.
To it.
Like, I signed the waiver. I kind of, I know what's coming.
Look, I hate how much I sweat. Y'all saw
it. It happens. It's fine.
But it's, you know, it's, what is it? You know, it's insecurity is what it is. Like, it's just like, I've always, since a very young age, I would sweat out like T-shirts and I'd walk around and just be that sweaty. Man, you're sweating. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I fucking know, guys.
I can't do anything about it.
You don't need to mention it.
Yeah. It's like, you're black. Yeah, I can see that. So, yeah.
Water's wet. Like, what else do we need to know here?
The sky is blue. What's up? You jumping on? We got T in the wings right now. He looks like he was going to jump on. But, okay, so if you could go back in time and give yourself advice, like, for when you first started jiu-jitsu, what would it be?
Oh, God.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, man. I feel like I need to think about that. I think also just come as much as you can. Like, okay, if you have the free time and if you're sitting at home, why are you sitting at home? Like, I should be here.
Yeah.
Which now, like, I'm hard on myself and I try to make it as much as I possibly can. But I think definitely in the beginning, drilling too.
Yes.
Because I don't think I really realized the importance of drilling when I first started. But now it's clear that it's needed. Yeah. And in order to get better, like, you need to do that every day.
Okay.
Yeah, it really, like, reinforces the muscle memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're drilling.
Yeah, I don't drill. I mean, no, that's a lie, because we've been doing leg locks lately, so we've been kind of drilling. We just haven't been, like, it's been, like, situational drilling is what it's been. Hasn't been, like...
Mm-hmm. I mean, that still counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't been, like, step one, step two, but it's been, like, hey, put me in 50-50, and let's see if we can get out of here. So that's kind of thing where we're at. When it comes to growing the sport and the martial arts, what advice would you give ladies that are just starting out?
I think the biggest factor that I've heard is getting just really close and intimate with somebody else that isn't like, you know, a family member, your partner or whatever. I think that's a big mental block for a lot of women.
Mm.
But then, you know, kind of shifting the, just kind of shifting the perspective a little bit where, you know, if you're ever in danger, then, you know, you're going at some point, you're going to be close, you know, close to that danger. So it's, to me, it's a good idea to kind of, you know, figure out a way to get out of that. And, you know, of course, jiu-jitsu has been like one of the best ways to, you know, train in case, you know, somebody comes at you in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, just shifting that perspective a little bit to, you know, being fearful of being close to someone to, you know, what if your life was actually in danger, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think once you get started in the sport, so many women are so nice when it comes to rolling. And I think just setting that niceness aside, and sometimes you gotta be an asshole. Like, not an asshole, but you gotta apply that pressure. You gotta start turning it up a little bit.
Okay.
But I think just for your own sake, and like if you were in a real situation in real life, like you need to turn it up.
Okay. So are you ladies training for real life scenarios? Or are you like, this is self-defense purpose for you?
I'm waiting to release what therapy hasn't in these streets.
Can you choose peace? Like, do you have to choose violence?
Maybe that's how I wake up.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I feel like for the most part, I just do this because I love it. But in the back of my mind, it's like, yes, this will help so much in real life situations.
Okay. Just because I saw it going around the internet. What do you guys think about triangles in the streets as a defense move?
Okay, so.
Deep dive.
Hold on. So I saw a clip going around too on The Last of Us, the show on HBO, where one of the main characters, Ellie, was literally doing jiu-jitsu to fight off this guy.
Okay.
And she had him in a triangle choke into an arm bar until like somebody stops her. Okay. So if I come across that again, I'll send it to you. But I think it really can work. I mean, this guy was really struggling, and I can see like the normal guy, you know, if you get a really good triangle choke on someone who is untrained, they're going to panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, triangle chokes thrive off being, you know, the other person being panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Okay.
So I think it can work.
Okay.
Yeah, just get it. You just got to get it right.
It would feel like take a minute to get into that position, though, I feel like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just worried about, like, someone picking me up and slamming me.
Yeah,
that's my true. Biggest fear. Is like.
But I guess it'll work best if, you know, their base has been compromised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, once they're already broken down and it's already, yes. they can't stand up.
Yes.
Okay.
I get so what Ellie saying. Is my inspiration.
From The Last,
from the last okay. of Us. Yes.
I need to watch it. Is it good? Is it a good
it's
show?
It's really good.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay. So, did you guys play the video game at all?
No. So, okay. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I didn't start the next season, so.
So, I haven't.
There's just that scene. Yeah.
I've only played the video game. I haven't watched the TV show, so I know nothing about the TV show.
Oh, man.
So, what would get me to watch a TV show?
Are you bored?
Am I bored?
Yeah.
No, I'm too busy to be bored.
I was going to say, do you have the time?
No. Actually, I do. But we're watching Lost right now.
Why are you watching Lost? You know how it ends.
I do, but my lady has never seen it. Sorry, I don't use her
Shout
name.
Out to her.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. Miss her.
Nothing. It's nothing. It's not like that. It's just like she likes to keep private, so yeah. I like to keep her private. But my lady, she's never seen Lost, so we're watching it. Have you seen Lost?
I have never seen it. No.
See,
no, I don't care for it.
You know, Gabby's like 19, and we're like 40.
23.
Something, you
know? 40.
Well, I'm 40.
25 at best. Come on.
I mean, in looks, yes, but on paper, the government ID. I'm pretty sure it says 26.
Damn it, he got me.
No, actually, I really don't even know how old you are.
I'll be 34 next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're the same age as my lady. Okay.
But not 40. No, not that there's anything wrong.
I'm a believer that once you get past 25, you might as well just accept 40 because
oh my God.
It's coming. It's coming fast.
Listen, it's just on the decline.
Yeah, it really is.
I hurt my back sneezing while I was cleaning my toilet a couple weeks ago, so I can't even imagine what 40 might bring for me.
Yeah. Do you have any like injuries from jiu-jitsu?
Not really. Like sometimes my knees will hurt.
Okay.
But that's about it. Yeah.
Like hurt like...
Just like a deep pain, like whenever I apply pressure on them, which isn't great, but for the most part, I'm fine.
Oh my God, when it gets cold, it's good. Like, oh God, I really feel yeah. it.
Yeah, having no meniscus.
God.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with my knees is I have no meniscus and I have no ACL or PCL on my left knee and my right knee, my meniscus.
What
is
was that from?
Football.
It's like, how are you just going about your life right now?
Stupidity. Like, I'm sure.
Like a Neanderthal.
Yes. A doctor would tell me not to train, but I have no choice. Hmm. I got into this mainly just for, I guess, self-defense purposes and like just to build my own personal confidence. I always wanted to be a black belt, but never thought I could. And then found jiu-jitsu and was like, oh, shoot, I can if I just work at it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
One day I'll be a black belt, but
same, we'll get there.
But hopefully I'll have some legs at that point. Cause right now I'm fading fast.
I mean, how many black belts do you know haven't like emotionally wasted away already and have, you know, a bum knee or
some
injuries?
Sort of injury?
Yeah. Like they have war stories.
A list.
Yeah. So when it comes to matches, both of you guys have competed before. Mm-hmm. How does like losing and winning like define you and your path in jiu-jitsu?
Losing doesn't define me.
Okay.
You walk away with lessons and, yeah, in the moment it feels really crappy, but you know, you learn to kind of shift that perspective into, okay, now I know what I can improve on. And at the end of the day, just kind of let it roll off the back. I don't train with ego. I don't have an ego in the sport just because it keeps me humble all the time. You know, I get humbled by a 16-year-old, by a 13-year-old this morning. So, I have no room to talk. Winning, you know, if you win, I feel like, you know, there are still some things you can improve on. I'm not, you know, I don't have this perfectionist view, but... you know what you can do well, you know what you can improve on. And if you find something that you do well, keep getting better, you know, keep pushing.
Yeah. I mean, I would say also losses don't really define me because, I mean, my first competition, I didn't medal.
I mean, spending the money is just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but I still walked away with a smile on my face. I had the best day with my whole team because it was just so fun trying it out and being able to do something like that and seeing what it was like for the first time without having any prior experience.
Yeah.
And in my head... In that competition, I won against two girls, like, in two of my fights, which, to me, that was a win.
Yeah.
Like, I walked away with something. And I still learned a lot that day. But in regards to losing, winning, it also doesn't define me.
Okay.
Plus, it's really fun to see other people, like, just be so hyped for their team,
it is,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And seeing like your friends on the mat, like killing it. Like there's no greater feeling than to see like my friends succeed.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, sorry. We're, that's why I want everyone here to get going for the competition. Cause I think we could win that team trophy this year.
<It's okay. laughs>
You know, we got enough people. Now I know we're like technically in competition, but like, you know, we got enough people to win the trophy.
But we're still friends at the end of the day.
We're still friends. Yeah. Yeah, we're actually at that time where we need to wrap up. Is there anything you ladies want to talk about before we head off? Shout out.
We just met Gabby, and Gabby's awesome.
Yeah. Just met you, and you're awesome, too.
I really thought you were a blue belt. I'm not even going to lie. Like, hands down. I could have sworn
that you were already promoted.
Yeah. Now I feel... I wouldn't invite you on if I had known your white belt. Nope, you're not invited.
Like, oh, she's just a white belt. Get out of here.
We don't need white belts on here. No,
I mean, 2 years of experience is a good amount of experience.
Yeah,
and,
that's a plethora.
That's about average for, you know, white belt time to get to blue. So, you know, everyone's on their own path for sure.
Yeah. That's for sure. I know my path has been very circuitous at best, you know. So
at least you're on a path.
A path to jumping off a cliff someday.
Oh my gosh.
The psychopath.
You know, it's
40.
When I told you, when you get up there, you just want it to end.
You're like, any day now.
Any day now. Just good Lord, take me. Don't worry, you got 10 years before you film. 10 years. Enjoy it. That's it. That's all I got. Thank you guys for joining us today. And do me a favor, please like, comment, subscribe, and we'll get you next time. You guys stay blessed.
Bye, guys.